Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies are investigating more than 90 incidents of letters being sent to Kansas lawmakers containing a suspicious white powder. State legislators began receiving the letters Friday, and by Sunday, more than 90 had been received, according to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. No injuries reported. The substances that have been tested have not been explosive or biohazardous. And a serious accident took place south of the U.S. 83 and U.S. 57 intersection Saturday evening. J.P. Bizet has more.
James Bishop, a 65-year-old driver from Houston, was in a Kenworth semi-truck on Highway 83 when high winds caused the empty trailer to overturn, flipping the entire truck. The semi came to rest on its side while the trailer ended up in the ditch. Bishop was trapped inside and had to be rescued. He's now being treated at Satanta District Hospital for suspected serious injuries.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
Isn't it time to get exactly what you want? Welcome to Red Hot Deal Days from Verizon, where you get your pick of our best deals. Like My Plan, where you can pick the perks you want and save on every one. For limited time, bring your own phones to a Verizon store and you can get My Plan for our best price ever. Get exactly what you want in your phone plan and only pay for what you need. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today and get My Plan. These deals won't last. It's your Verizon.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Tina Smith of Minnesota introduced bipartisan legislation to make certain that patients who receive oral medications are not hit with thousands of dollars in unaffordable out-of-pocket costs that health plans routinely cover for patients receiving traditional IV chemotherapy treatments. The Senators' Cancer Drug Parity Act responds to the recent improvements in oral medications for cancer by preventing insurers from charging cancer patients higher copayments for those medications than for chemotherapy medicine delivered intravenously. An estimated 2 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and a study on patients prescribed oral cancer medications found that 1 in 8 patients faced copayments of $2,000 or more for their first prescription. More than 40 states and the District of Columbia have enacted oral parity laws, which prevent health plans from creating different cost-sharing requirements for oral and IV cancer medications. And these laws have made a significant difference for cancer patients. Widespread rainfall across the areas of the Great Plains has improved drought, and the Kansas Ag Secretary said that might improve the winter wheat crop. Mike Beam reported that most of the damage is already done, but there are a few wheat producers who might get a little bit of a rally in their wheat from rains in May. Though, he said, there may be new tillers and there may be some unevenness when it ripens. Beam added that it has helped on the wheat side, but it definitely has helped for seeding of fall crops. While yields may not reflect it, Beam said there's been significant relief in areas that have suffered for 3 years, with far western parts of the state looking as good on June 15th as it has in many years. However, with a few hot windy days, that may change quickly. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor shows complete drought removal or abnormally dry conditions in counties along the Wyoming border, and 1 month ago, that area was an exceptional or extreme drought. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers to participate in the next statewide virtual job fair that's hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, June 21st. Toland stated that Kansas is experiencing unprecedented levels of growth as companies are expanding, relocating, and getting their start in Kansas. And their Kansas Works teams are ready and able to assist job seekers by helping them find employment opportunities in all skill and job levels. The virtual statewide job fair portal also features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in the virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation, and to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
A total of 21 members of the Northwest District were awarded their state FFA degree during the 95th Kansas Future Farmers of America Convention that was held May 31st to June 1st on the Kansas State University campus in Manhattan. And the state degree is the highest honor the Kansas FFA Association can bestow upon its members. In order to achieve the award, members must meet requirements that include to have received their chapter FFA degree, been an FFA member and agricultural educational student for at least 2 years, earned at least $2,000 or worked 600 hours in their supervised agricultural experience program, given a six-minute speech about agriculture or FFA, participated in 8 different leadership activities, received a C average or better in high school, and showed a record of outstanding leadership and community involvement. The members who met these qualifications and their respective FFA chapters from the Northwest District include from Hill City, Gracie Phillips and Ella Hart, from Hoxie, Drew Bretz, from Lakeside, Ross Hudson, from Northern Valley, Austin Cox and Kai Cox, from Phillipsburg, Austin Deerking and Leighton Johnson, and from Norton, Mackenzie Clydesdale, Wade David, Ellie Katz, and Janessa Ann Reuter. Each state degree recipient receives a state degree charm, which is a symbol of the member's growth and development, and this is sponsored by the Kansas Electric Cooperatives. Governor Kelly, with the support of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and the Kansas Recreation and Park Association, has proclaimed June as Great Outdoors Month in Kansas, a timely reminder of just how much the outdoors and our parks contribute to our quality of life as Kansans. Governor Kelly said outdoor recreation is a great way to improve physical and mental health, fitness, and environmental awareness, and she encourages everyone to get outdoors this month to appreciate our state's natural resources and enjoy memorable experiences with family and friends at a park near you. Apart from the physical, mental, and environmental benefits of engaging in outdoor recreation, the economic benefit can be felt as well. In fact, outdoor recreation has a significant economic impact in Kansas, generating an estimated $3.6 billion in consumer spending and supporting 37,107 direct jobs annually. Some outdoor events to celebrate include, on a national level, Great Outdoors Month, National Marina Days, May 29th to September 4th, or the Great American Campout, June 24th. For more ideas on fun-filled ways to celebrate Great Outdoors Month in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin this Wednesday, June 21st. The project work will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36 or State Street between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes. Construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact the Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, June 20th, at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
You want your bank to offer services that are easy to use and easy to understand. With Equity Bank, you have access to great banking services like online banking and bill pay, a free mobile app, Apple and Android Pay, and even mobile check deposit. Unlike other banks, Equity Bank won't hide fees and complicated services or disclosure language. Plus, customers put even more money in their pocket thanks to nationwide ATM access and no fees on your ATM transactions. Equity Bank, with locations in Norton and Almena, member FDIC. New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our Made in the USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Condone withholding earned diplomas for the reasons that were given. Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 96. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows around 68. Highs level off around 94. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Low 90s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much cooler Thursday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for storms continues. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 83.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Illegal fentanyl is up to 100 times more potent than morphine. A tiny amount is all it takes to cause an overdose. It could be in your drugs, and you wouldn't be able to see it, taste it, or smell it. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option. Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that can't be replicated. Local AM/FM radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required. And as the backbone of the emergency alert system, we are here to keep you safe in dangerous times. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM.
The Norton County Farm Bureau Association is excited to announce the launch of their new Beef Passport Project. The Beef Passport book consists of 10 restaurants throughout Northwest Kansas who serve beef menu items. Farm Bureau members are invited to go to the Farm Bureau office, grab a passport book, visit the participating restaurants, order beef, collect their stamps, and be entered to win prizes. Once you have collected your stamps, you must complete the entry on the last page of this passport and mail it in or drop it off at the NCFB office. All entries must be postmarked by August 1st, 2023, and winners will be announced at the annual meeting in August. For more information and passport rules, contact Kelly Kramer at 785-874-8580. Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.